Mother's Day 2026. My goodness, how many Mother's Day messages have I preached over in eons and eons? It's been amazing what the Lord has done. So I wanted to do something different today, and I wanted to bless the mothers. And I wanted to just, you know, every Sunday I come here, I actually pray that it will be the best sermon I've ever preached. Every Sunday. And I pray that this will be the best Mother's Day sermon that you have ever heard in your whole entire life. So we're going to ask the Lord to do that in our lives right now. I looked at this week at the numbers. I looked these numbers up the other day. And from a newborn to a potty trained children or a child, you will go through 5 to 8,000 diaper changes. Isn't that amazing? 5 to 8,000. What does this mean? As a child, your mom has cleaned and washed your butt 5 to 8,000 times. Now, as a dad, I did change a lot of diapers, but never as many as Carol. Some of us even remember the old cloth diapers. I remember sliding the pin through my hair, so I don't know what necessarily, if that took the static out of it or whatever, but then the pin would go through the cloth diapers so much easier, and you could tell today I'd kind of have a hard time doing that. Remember needing to go to the bathroom only to walk in there and find out that there was a dirty diaper in the stool that you had to shake out, put in the diaper pail before you could go to the bathroom. Think about it. Why in the world would a mother put herself through this? 5 to 8,000 diapers. Because mothers are servant leaders. Her success as a mother is our success. We all need to serve something bigger than ourselves. Very important in everybody's life. At Crossroads Gospel Church, we do just exactly that. We serve the kingdom of God. It's bigger than we are. To inspire others in this work, we must make ourselves small and not large. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 20 and verse 20, and verse 25. Matthew 20 and verse 25. Verse 25, and this is an interesting story. We could even back up and read a little bit more of it. But in verse 25, it says this. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them, yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as a son of man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." Mothers are servant leaders, inspiring and desiring that their children will become more than they are. What mother doesn't wish that? What mother doesn't wish that their children will be smarter, that they will do better in life, that they will achieve more than they have ever achieved, because they are servant leaders? They aspire that the children are going to become more than what they became themselves. More opportunities, better opportunities. Making themselves less to achieve more in their children's lives. Yes, mothers are servant leaders. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, it says this. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. The name Eve in Hebrew means source of life. Mothers, you are the source of life to the world today. And you share that life with all the children that you've had or will ever have. Mother's Day is a celebration, but also it's a time of reflection. Because whether we realize it or not, faith doesn't just impact us. It ripples out like you throw a rock into the water, and it ripples out. It ripples out to the next generation, to the next generation, to the next generation. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, in verse 5, we see this come to play. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5, and this is what Paul says to Timothy. When I find faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Timothy, I remind you of your grandmother and your mother's faith that I know that is in you as well. This is a picture of generational faith. Generational faith. Something you can leave behind. Your prayers are left behind. And they go on after you've gone on to glory. Believing and trusting in those prayers that that child that hasn't come to the knowledge of the truth, that child that does not know Jesus as Lord and Savior, and you continue to pray and continue to pray and continue to pray, believing that God is going to bring that to pass in their life. Even after we're gone, that prayer goes on. Our faith goes on as well. That testimony, that witness, how many people do you and I know today that they inspired us because of their faith, because of the example that they lived? I remember that person. I remember the faith that they had. I know how they lived their life. You can inspire others even after you're gone from this earth. It is a picture of generational faith, a faith that doesn't start with Timothy and it will not end with him. Timothy saw faith lived out before he understood it. Timothy saw faith lived out before he understood it. Children are always watching us. How we respond to stress, how we handle difficulty, whether our faith is real or is it just words. Now we're going to come back to Timothy again, but I want you to turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy. The book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, and we're going to go to verse 6. So Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 6, it says, "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you arise." In verse 4, he says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And then these words I command you. I command you. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you all are sitting in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." Teaches us. Faith is to be lived out daily, every day, every circumstance. Everything that comes into my hands, I need to handle it in a way that I'm responding to that situation in faith, believing. Remember, if you heard me say that so many times, God does not care so much about your circumstances as he does your response. What is your response to those circumstances? And my response is, God's got this. God's got this. I put my trust and my faith in him. Faith must be personalized, not just inherited. You can't inherit it. It's got to be personal. Something you see and then you respond to it and you act upon that. Back to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. He said, "When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, Timothy, in you." Paul said that this faith now lives in you. At some time, Timothy made faith his own. And you need to make faith your own. Every generation must decide to make faith their own. But until they do, we keep planting seeds, we keep praying, and we keep believing that God is going to bring the growth or the increase in their life. Mothers never give up. It's amazing. A mother's love is amazing. A guy cannot relate to a mother's love. Because many times with your children, the guy's just like, "Man, kick them out. They're done. They're history." And it's like, "Well, now, honey. Because the mother gave life to that child, because she is a life giver. And because she gave life to that child, it's a different love than a man could ever, ever imagine in their life. Because they are the life source. Timothy's grandmother and mother, what they did by planting seeds and believing in Timothy's life, they were intentional. They were intentional. It was a plan. It was an illustration. They were doing just exactly what Deuteronomy said, but that they, by that, they were living that example on a daily manner. And mothers never give up, and I don't believe that you ever will. On those children that you know that haven't accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, you don't ever give up. You just keep sowing the field, you keep planting the seed, and you continue praying for them, someday believing that they are going to return. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, it says this, "And from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Faith comes by hearing, and hearing how? By the Word of God. And listen to what it says. "And from the childhood you knew the Holy Scriptures." Faith comes through that hearing that Word of God, "which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." That testimony, that witness was instilled in your life. Now it's up to you. Now it's up to you. Are you going to pick up that faith example, live that faith example, so it'll ripple out to other people in their lives? Timothy's mother and grandmother, they taught God's Word. They lived their faith consistently, making faith a part of their everyday lives. For many, Mother's Day can be very difficult. And I realize that. You may have experienced loss or longing or a broken relationship or feelings of failure in your own life, but our God redeems generations. Even if you didn't receive or sharing a godly legacy, then start one today. Maybe I didn't make the impact in my children's lives that I wish to make. I'm going to make sure that I do it in my grandchildren's lives. And I've said many times over, I would be a lot better father today than I was when I was raising my children. Why? Because I was working 7 days a week, working overtime. You know how it is. You're trying to make a living. You're trying to pay bills. You're trying to put food on the table. And I know sometimes with my children, I was very short. But with my grandchildren, that's why they call them grands. I have more patience. I have more understanding. I pray that I live my faith better today than I've ever lived it in my whole entire life. So sharing a godly legacy can start today. It's not about perfect parenting. My mother-in-law used to always say, "Well, you know, when kids were born, they don't come with a handbook." And that's very, very true, isn't it? So it's not about perfect parenting. It's all about a perfect Savior to teach them Jesus, to teach them that Jesus is there. Maybe they don't know Jesus today, but that they know that Jesus is always available to them. Faith can begin with you. Faith can grow through you, and faith can outlive you. Outlive you. I pray, wouldn't that be all of our prayer today? I pray that my faith will outlive me. I pray that my faith will outlive me. Let's pray today. Father, we come before you today in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we just thank you so much, Father, for your word that is shared with each and every one of us today. We rejoice for the godly examples that have been set before us. Maybe it wasn't directly our mother or grandmother, but there was a mother or a grandmother somewhere that gave that godly influence into every one of our lives. I remember Sunday school teachers when I was a little boy, that they had that influence, and I recognize and I realize the influence that they had in my life today, and I praise you forevermore for what you have done. That Father, whoever that we are ministering to, mentoring, or sharing with, we all have the ability and the availability to share a godly influence and one of faith with each and every one of them. We have a special prayer now, Father, for those that have children and grandchildren that haven't come to the Lord, that Father, we're believing, we're trusting, we're hanging on. And we pray that, Father, we pray that in the name of Jesus, if it's not me that can share a testimony, if it's not me that can witness to them and have any effect, I pray that you would lead the right person to them, speak into their life. And that, Father, from that, that your Holy Spirit would take that and the Holy Spirit would be ignited in their life for them to know that Jesus is available to them. We praise you, Father, for all of our mothers today, because they are the source of life, and they're the source of life for this church as well. And we praise you and we give you all the glory in that today. We pray that, Father, in the name of Jesus, there will be a special blessing upon every mother today, and that, Lord, your hand would be upon their life and you would continue to lead and guide and direct. And we ask it all in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mothers, have a great day.